Once again, I'm honored to read a sermon from the late Pastor Trams, who is with the Lord today and watching us, watching me. Power for purpose, your contacts you meet. Our scripture basis today is John 4, chapter 4, verses 3 to 7. Jesus left Judea and departed again for Galilee, and he had to pass through Samaria. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour, which is noon. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." This is our text. Dear friends in Jesus, how many things do you do every day just because of what people think of you? I dare say if we were president of the United States, we would have people accusing us of doing certain things just for the sake of the history books. Any politician knows full well the value of a reputation. A multimillion-dollar business has developed on Madison Avenue because people are interested in their reputation. They are interested in what people think of them. And indeed, pop culture icon and singer Taylor Swift released an album several years ago titled Reputation. The album features themes of media scrutiny and personal relationships and includes a song, "Look What You Made Me Do." People are interested in other people's reputation. How concerned are we? Once I was sitting in a meeting which was discussing race relations, and three of the speakers on the panel referred to the fact that a minister was sitting in their audience. They could easily tell that because of the clerical collar I wore. Wherever I go, people become aware of the reputation of Christ that I carry with me. Sometimes it was only the reputation of religion, be that good or bad. You see, for me, it was rather easy to carry my reputation out in the open. After all, that's what I get paid to do, isn't it? Once, however, it was different. I went to San Francisco by plane, and at that time, I wore a regular white shirt and tie. As I was sitting in the airport, there was a traveler who desperately needed my help. The man was using God's name in vain and cursing regularly in his conversation. The man didn't know from the way I dressed that I was a child of God, and I admit with shame that I did not let him know about my reputation. On the way back, there was another person, a person who also was calling out for help. She didn't know that I was a paid salesman either. After repenting of the chance I missed in the airport on the way up, I was resolved that I wouldn't let another chance pass by, and in the process, was able to tell this lady about Jesus and what he meant to me. She was astounded at the peace and security that she saw. And God willing, she was challenged to go to the scriptures to find that peace in Jesus. I can heartily sympathize with each of you as you go about your daily tasks. It is most difficult to remember that the reputation of Jesus goes with you. It is much more difficult to carry the reputation of Jesus without a collar doing the job for you. But carry it we must, because this is who we are. Be true to yourself. St. Paul, in his letter to the church at Corinth, which we recently read, reminds us not to speak in tongues but with our minds so others can understand God's word. The reputation you present has an impact, as he says in verse 19. In church, I would rather speak 5 words with my mind and instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Jesus was also conscious of his reputation. He knew that people were saying about him in Judea, making a comparison between him and John the Baptist. He knew that this was not helping the kingdom of God, so he moved on to Galilee, going through Samaria. The people were getting a mistaken idea about the kingdom of God, so he moved on in order not to destroy the reputation that John the Baptist had built up. On his way to Galilee, Jesus stopped by a well to take care of his bodily needs of thirst. Lo and behold, a woman came to the well, a woman who also knew the reputation of the Jews, and Jesus was a Jew. You see, in those days, being a Jew was about the same thing as being a very religious person. You might say it's like wearing a clerical collar. While she knew the reputation of the Jews, she also knew that being a Samaritan and a woman, she had a double whammy reputation, and had felt prejudice bite into her life. Yet Jesus broke the cultural taboo and talked to her and asked the Samaritan woman for a drink. Well, this is not so with Americans. We think it is, but it isn't. Being an American, living in a so-called Christian country, fools us into believing that everyone knows we are Christian. At least that is what the devil wants us to believe. As long as we believe this, our great country continues to lose more and more of that strength that God has given to us. But what a great opportunity God has given to us because we live in the year 2025. He gives us dozens of contacts day after day. It was not always so, but today it is. And it is today that God has given us this privilege of living. How concerned are you about your reputation as a child of God? If you are scared by the thought of losing eternal life and the forgiveness of sins, forget it. But if you are sincerely interested in your reputation as a child of God, because being a child of God fills you with the joy and peace that others are missing, well, then that's a different matter. Peter saw and heard Jesus' reputation. He dropped his livelihood, his fishing nets, and followed Jesus. Peter wanted that reputation of being a Christian, a child of God. What if the contacts you encounter saw and heard your reputation? Being concerned with your reputation is not in itself bad and evil. Jesus was also concerned, but he was concerned because he was absolutely sure that the cross and Calvary was necessary. His life was centered on that cross. His life was built upon making things right between God and man and between man and man. His reputation was not just a religious reputation. It was a reputation of sin and grace, of trouble, and the answer to these troubles. Here and now, Jesus comes to us. He is speaking to you now, through me, through this congregation, when we gather together to read and study his living word. He is inviting you through this means of grace that you might be sure that you have done a job, that you have a job to do every day for him. Let us not take anything for granted. Today is Super Bowl Sunday. If you watch the game, you might see some athletes make motion or otherwise give praise to God. They have a reputation as being a child of God. Do others see your reputation as a child of God? If you want your reputation to align with Jesus, then say with Isaiah, "Here I am, send me." Let us use the contacts we make to ensure the reputation of Jesus as God's Son and the Savior of man. It is his reputation that is at stake, and yours also. How concerned are you? Eternally concerned, I pray. So use your contacts for Christ's sake. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may that peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ.